Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're very happy to have joining us again Wisconsin's very own Attorney General, Josh Call. Welcome back to the program, Mr. Attorney General. How are you this afternoon? Pretty good, it looks like. Things are looking perhaps in the positive when it comes to SNAP benefits.
Yeah, I'm hopeful and glad to be back in the program as well.
So set this up for folks. This past Tuesday, so 2 days ago, you, as well as I believe it was 13 or so-ish other attorneys general, basically all Democrats, filed a lawsuit to try to make the Trump administration follow their own, I believe it was the Office of Management and Budget's general counsel's advice that congressional intent here when it comes to SNAP benefits was unequivocally clear, that if we have a shutdown, they use the contingency funds to continue to fund the benefit. Tell us who was all involved in the lawsuit and what the essence of the claims were.
Yeah, well, you got it, a lot of the heart of this. So as of November 1st, the Trump administration's position is that it's going to stop funding the food share program, as we call it in Wisconsin, or SNAP, as it's called nationwide. This is a really critical program to provide food security to people around the country. Over 40 million Americans rely on SNAP. And in just Wisconsin, there are about 689,000 residents who use SNAP. And that includes 170,000 kids, as well as 110,000 people who are age 60 or over. So losing this critical support for access to food would leave a lot of Wisconsinites potentially to go hungry. So this is a serious concern for the well-being of our communities. But as you mentioned, the Trump administration, while it said it's going to stop providing funding for benefits, there's actually billions of dollars in reserve. Whether that can fund, whether they have enough to fund all of November depends on whether they can use some additional funding or not. But certainly for part of November, they can provide funds, or they can provide at least partial payments. We went to court and said, the law is clear. You need to provide this funding. It's clearly Congress's intent. In prior right. shutdowns, funding was provided for SNAP. There was a hearing this morning before a judge, and she has not issued her ruling yet, but I'm hopeful that the judge will order at least partial payment of the SNAP benefits.
Yeah, this was a federal judge in Boston. The hearing, as the Attorney General just explained to us, was today, earlier this morning. Her name is Judge Talwani. She said this, quote, "It's hard to understand how this isn't an emergency," end quote. You know, I love it when judges have a firm grasp of reality here on Earth One, Josh. Like, my goodness. Thank you, Judge Talwani. I'll be watching to see if that decision drops, perhaps while I am on the air here. She went on and said this as well, quote, "We're not going to make everyone drop dead from hunger," end quote. Definitely sounds like it could be good news. Josh, what do you make of the fact that you basically only have Democratic AGs, state AGs doing this, especially when, you know, we've heard rumblings here in the state of Wisconsin, Governor Walz in Minnesota, our neighbors to the west, have said, listen, the states are going to step up and try to ensure the continuity of these benefits. We have different budgetary restrictions here in the state of Wisconsin. We would need our legislature to act. The governor can't just willy-nilly move money around, though Trump seems to do that every day. This seems like something that, as a state attorney general, if you are looking to have to divert state monies, state taxpayer dollars, from another purpose to do what the federal government should be doing, that would seem to be one of those states' rights type things that Republicans would be all about, but they're not. Obviously, this is just fealty to Trump and his policy. But I'm surprised you didn't get at least one. I thought there might be a token, you know, semi-centrist Republican that would have joined the suit. But no such luck, my friend, huh?
It's really unfortunate that this is a partisan action, because it really isn't. This is about the well-being of people in every state in the country. There are over 20 AGs who are part of the suit. I believe every state plus the District of Columbia that has a Democratic AG is in this suit. There are also three Democratic governors who joined the suit. But whether you're in a blue state or a red state or a purple state, this has a significant impact on people in your state. Now, you know, fortunately for my colleagues who didn't join this suit, it looks like the judge may issue an order that applies nationwide. But there have been a number of suits challenging cuts from the Trump administration where only the states involved in those suits have gotten relief. And so it's been really important that we are represented and we're part of that suit. But what seems to be going on here is that as part of the negotiating strategy for the shutdown, Republicans are trying to cause pain on people. The Trump administration is. And the reality is we don't need to choose between having people go hungry and not being able to get premiums funded for health insurance coverage. We can afford both, particularly at a time when there are billions going to support a bailout of the Argentinian economy. We have the resources here. This is what we don't have is the leadership in Washington that's willing to stand up for this. And hopefully that will change in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, it's quite telling. You know, $20 billion, $40 billion, who knows? It's all basically being underwritten by U.S. taxpayers for a country that is not a major trading partner of the United States. Largely, the only explanation I can suss out for the Argentine bailout is that a bunch of hedge funds took positions in Argentina and they don't want their investments to go to poo. Donald Trump yesterday on Air Force One saying, like, we made a lot of money with the Argentina election. I'm always curious, who's the we here? And all of this has to be put in context, as Mr. Attorney General is just saying. The GOP's, the MAGA party's big, brutal bill is going to cut nearly $200 billion from SNAP in the coming years. They have tried repeatedly to defund school lunch programs, restrict access to school lunches. It is shameful. Thank you, Mr. Attorney General, for fighting for all Wisconsinites, regardless of whom they may have voted for, because people deserve food in their bellies in this country. Keep the fight alive, Mr. Attorney General. When we come back, I'll be joined by Kyle Ross, policy analyst for the Inclusive Economy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We talk about the healthcare cliff next.